Trump's secret identity. This is Dave Ross on the CBS radio network. There is scratchy phone tape from 25 years ago, which allegedly is the voice of Donald Trump posing as his own PR staffer and calling himself John Miller. This John Miller gives an entire interview to People magazine about Mr. Trump, talking about dating and divorce, very personal things. But last week on the Today Show, he adamantly denied doing any such thing.
You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams.
But if it was someone else, that person would be taking a hell of a risk pretending to be Donald Trump's spokesman. The Washington Post smelled something fishy, too.
And they asked him a question about Miller. They said, did you ever employ someone named John Miller as a spokesperson? The phone went silent, then dead.
So if it was him, why would he want to cover it up now? There's no law against impersonating somebody to tell tales on yourself. If anything, it would show how gullible the press is, which you'd think he'd be happy to do. Unless, speaking of a gullible press, how do we know the guy who calls up all these TV shows is in fact Donald Trump? It sounds like Donald Trump, but does this seem like he does an awful lot of interviews for just one man? And if there were multiple Trumps...
Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State in the history of the United States. Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman, and I think she does a good job.
That would explain a lot. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.